Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Christmas Eve morning, the day before Christmas 2021, joined in studio by Sean Kraft, Carolyn Heimlich. Getaway Friday here, December 24th, 18 minutes past the hour. We'll be with you through 1 o'clock this afternoon, so don't tune away. We've got a lot of people entered into our contest so far, and our contest continues here. Now, we had some people call in during the break, but if you had an answer, call in now. We'll be glad to take your answer. Now, the questions are, what country did eggnog come from? What country did eggnog come from? And the other question is, which one of Santa's reindeer has the same name as another holiday mascot? 740-383-9944. And do want to remind everybody that Epworth Church, Methodist Church, will be having their Christmas Eve dinner tonight, 4 to 5:30 p.m., and it will be takeout. All right, go ahead, caller.
Eggnog came from Britain, and reindeer is Cupid.
Yes, the reindeer is Cupid. Now, let me go back and find my eggnog question. That was quite a while ago. Eggnog came from England. You are right. What's your name, ma'am?
Julie, the Christmas crack lady.
Oh, Julie, how are you doing?
I'm doing great.
You know, I love that stuff. I'm still eating it, working my way through it. But boy, now have you made that for years?
Yes, for years. I made a lot this year.
You know, there's something. Where does that come from? Was that a family recipe?
I have no idea.
It's good stuff. Well, Julie, I thank you so much for that, and I thank you for calling in this morning.
You're welcome. Hey,
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Bye-bye. Yeah, oh, she brought me the cracker cookies, which are also known as Christmas crack.
Yeah, I don't know what.
Yeah, they're very good. I'll have to give you a piece tonight at the party. Yeah. They're very, very good. My grandmother, my dad's mom, used to make those every year. And since she has went on to her reward, we aren't going to get any more of those. Yeah, so I had, but here Julie came, and had a tin of them for me, so I thank Julie quite a bit for that. Thank you, Julie. Did we put Julie in twice? Because she got two,
yep,
right. Julie, you're in twice. You might win one of these god-awful fruitcakes. Oh, what a way to celebrate the holiday, which, by the way, Zoo, again, runs through January the 2nd. Carolyn Heimlich in the background today with beautiful Christmas music here. All right, well, I guess that's Cupid was the reindeer, because Cupid is a reindeer, and also Valentine's Day,
yep,
we have Cupid. All right, let's move on with the trivia questions here. Which country started the tradition of putting up a Christmas tree? How about that? Now, there's some educational purposes. Which country started the tradition of putting up a Christmas tree? Here's another one for you. In the song Winter Wonderland, what do we call the snowman? How about that? Has anybody ever thought about that? In the song Winter Wonderland, what do we call the snowman? Which country started the tradition of putting up a Christmas tree? Those are the questions. 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. We'd love to hear from you. Now, I feel bad here on Christmas Eve that we had a call last hour where a gentleman was electrocuted. Now, he might have went on to his reward, too. That'll end up on the blooper reel here at the station. Now, Sean, tell people what happened.
Well, all I heard was, I think he wanted to answer a question, but then he says, I can't hear you, I got static. And then he
died. I don't know if he died literally.
Yeah, I don't know.
But the phone certainly did die at that point.
Yeah.
That's a Christmas tragedy, I tell you.
Hopefully he didn't get shocked or anything.
We hope not. Hopefully he's still out there. We haven't heard from him since, though.
No.
That's a very electrifying Christmas. Go ahead, caller.
Parson Brown with us.
Parson Brown. You know, what does that mean, Phyllis? Do you have any idea?
No, it's probably a pastor. Parson.
You're probably right. I agree with you.
I don't know.
It's in the song, and we all say it, but it's every year. It always is the same thing. You know, what's the song that has the incorrect? Oh, it just popped out of my head. But it's one we sing all the time. But we say is instead of we. It'll pop in my head. But got it, Phyllis. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
What is that song? Gosh, now it's out of my head. What is the song that it doesn't make any sense when we sing it in today's language? Oh, it'll come to me. Parson Brown is what we call the snowman in Winter Wonderland. Parson Brown. Which country started the tradition?
Feliz Navidad?
What's that?
The Feliz Navidad?
No, it's, what is it? I was just thinking of it the other day.
What's that to do with?
Christmas. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to try Germany for the eggnog.
German, you are? No, not eggnog. No, not Germany. We got the eggnog. The eggnog was England.
Oh, you did? Well, I just came back to the room. Okay,
no problem. Bye-bye. All right. No, the question is, which country started the tradition of putting up a Christmas tree? We did get the eggnog question. That was England. We can have another question here, though, now. In the movie Elf, what was the first rule of the Code of Elves? Now, that might be difficult.
Yeah, well.
That's a tough question. In the movie Elf, what was the first rule of the Code of Elves? 740-383-9944. Sean Kraft in studio today. Carolyn Heimlich providing the Christmas music. Having a good time here. Which country started the tradition of putting up the Christmas tree? 740-383-9944. It's something like is in the song, but it's not supposed to be is. Or maybe it is supposed to be is. Oh, gosh, I just heard it the other night, and I thought, there they go again with that song. I'll tell you.
It's not coming to me.
No, it's not coming to me either. Well, I do want to remind everybody that the Epworth Methodist Church, is having their Christmas Eve dinner 4 to 5:30 today. It is takeout, but that's a long-standing tradition over there at the Epworth Methodist Church. Christmas Eve dinner 4 to 5:30, and it will be takeout. 740-383-9944. The phone lines are open here. Give us a buzz. Gosh, I wish I could remember that song.
Something is, huh?
Yeah, it's one of the standard Christmas songs. I can't think of...
Is it something about season in it, too?
Nah, go ahead, caller.
Was Germany the first country with Christmas trees?
Germany, and I wonder why Germany was the first country with Christmas trees.
Probably because they had a lot of pine trees. I don't know.
I don't know. That's it. Do they have a lot of pine trees in Germany?
Well, and they have the Black Forest. I mean, they have lots of stuff over there.
A lot of things over there that are dark in Germany.
Yeah, well, except for fruitcake. They don't have fruitcake.
They don't have fruitcake over there?
I don't know. No, they had the Stola, remember?
Oh, well, that's probably why they've had so much trouble over there.
Yes.
If they just had fruitcake, they wouldn't have this trouble. We got you. Thank you.
So Mary Kay's back in again.
Oh, she is. We got it.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. All right. Yes, Germany started the tradition of putting up the Christmas tree. How about that? In the movie Elf, what was the first rule of the Code of Elves? What's the name of the main villain in The Nightmare Before Christmas? Now, we've got two hard questions here now.
Both of those are hard.
These are very hard. In the movie Elf, what was the first rule of the Code of Elves? And what's the name of the main villain in The Nightmare Before Christmas? Go ahead, caller. Are you there, caller? Go ahead, caller. We can hear you. Hello.
Is that the?
I don't know. Maybe the person that was electrocuted. Maybe that was them. I feel bad now. They've lost their voice due to electrocution caused by God only knows what. Which country started the tradition of putting up a Christmas tree? No, we got that one, didn't we? It was Germany. We've already done that one.
You forgot to mark it off.
Yeah, mark that one off. In the movie Elf, what was the first rule of the Code of Elves? What's the name of the main villain in The Nightmare Before Christmas? I've never even seen
that movie.
That
must be oldie but goodie.
No, I think it's a fairly new one.
Oh, it is?
I think that's the problem. These are not old standards. Go ahead, caller.
Ho, 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 ho.
Hey, Bob, how you doing? Merry Christmas.
Everybody in the station.
What's that, Bob?
Wish everybody in the station, too.
Oh, yes. We certainly appreciate that, Bob, and we wish you a Merry Christmas. What are you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm doing okay.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Well, Merry Christmas, Bob.
Now, I have an answer to your question, but don't get too angry today.
Oh, good. Good. I'm glad to hear it.
Have a hot toddy.
You're having a hot toddy?
Yeah.
Well, that'll cure all, Bob.
All right. Have a good one.
Take care, Bob. Bye-bye. Merry Christmas. Don't you want to extend your Christmas wishes to our friend Bob Austin out there?
Happy Merry Christmas, Bob.
Bob is into the hot toddies this morning.
I listened to that Christmas day with Charlie. I remember that Charlie
did an imitation.
Yeah.
Did an imitation. That's what happened that morning. Christmases of past.
Yeah.
All right. In the movie Elf, what was the first rule of the Code of Elves? I have no idea what that is. Do you? Never heard of such a thing.
I haven't either.
I never watched the movie.
No. And what is the name of the main villain in The Nightmare Before Christmas?
I think he's trying to go to another one.
Now, you want some advice from our friend, our sportsman.
Sportsman.
Mike McGinnis.
Yeah, I do. Actually, I need to have a chat with him sometime.
Wonder what he's out there doing this morning on...
And, you know, he's doing a very good job on the sports. I listened to it the other day.
Well, it's good to have a local sports presence.
Yeah.
I like that we have local sports here on the station now, because people want to know how their grandkids did, or their, you know, whatever. Not everybody can go to the games.
Yeah.
Not everybody wants to go to the games, as they say. Okay, well, I'll throw another question out here, because those are kind of difficult.
Yeah.
According to the song, what did my true love give to me on the eighth day of Christmas?
That's a good one.
Yeah. Boy, that song I was thinking of earlier just about came to me.
Oh, did it really?
It was right...
Is it tip of your tongue?
Tip of my tongue right there as I said that. I know they use the word is, I'm almost positive, instead of using another word... Oh, does anybody know what I'm talking about? It's a classic Christmas song, and they say, da-da is... Oh, born. Oh, that's part of it. What's the one about being born?
Christ is born?
No. What's the song? And you say is, but it doesn't sound like you should say is.
Born.
Oh, man. How in the world am I forgetting this? 740-383-9944. Let me see if I can... Well, the question is, by the way, according to the song, what did my true love give to me on the eighth day of Christmas? That's a tough song. Very few people know all the lyrics to that particular song.
Yeah.
Christmas Eve here on WWGH Radio. Carolyn Heimlich playing in the background. Sean Kraft in studio having a great time here this morning. We'll have Carolyn for about 30 more minutes. And then... we'll have an episode of The Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker. And then at 12 o'clock, I believe we have a special guest, but that's all remained to be seen at this point. So you just got to stay tuned to see what's going to happen. Go ahead, caller.
Eight maids and milking.
Eggs and milk? What did you say?
Have you been into the libation?
You know, my earpiece, for some reason... Let me put my earpiece in my good ear. Go ahead.
Oh, boy. Is it eight maids a-milking?
Eight maids a-milking. Well, that makes more sense than what I said.
Does it? Because have you ever wanted a maid to be a-milking and have that be a present?
I mean, what do you do? I mean,
okay.
Is that like your house cleaner? You're sending your house cleaner out to milk your cows?
I guess. I mean, who? But I never put that on my...
Hey, Hey, Lucy, stop dusting those cabinets over there and go out there and milk the cows.
Well, anything's possible.
We got you in for a fruitcake.
Oh, goody.
All right. Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you, Sarah.
Bye-bye. Yes, it is 8 maids Sarah, of milking.
Sarah cracks me up.
I wish I knew what in the world this song was, and I'm gonna figure it out before this morning's over with. Okay, that's a good answer there. Okay, what was the highest grossing Christmas movie of all time? How about that?
Ooh.
Which Christmas movie has made the most money all time?
I love that movie.
740-383-9944. Does anybody know the answer? Now
that's an easy one, Adair.
You think?
Well, actually, if you Google it, pops up the first one. I mean, I just actually watched it this year already.
Well, I'm just curious. I hope people don't... I'd like to hear guesses on this one. Yeah. What people think.
No, I just watched it the other day. I just knew it was the most money in the box office.
Well, it's interesting, because I don't know that I would necessarily guess that this is the one. But,
yeah.
You know what?
But it's good. Have you watched it?
Oh, yeah, I've seen this movie.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. Go ahead, caller.
What a white Christmas hat.
What's that, Bob?
White Christmas.
A white Christmas. No, not white Christmas, but a good guess. Well, we thank Bob for levying in a guess. What was the highest grossing Christmas movie of all time? 740-383-9944. The one that made the most money. Does anybody know? Carolyn Heimlich providing music here. Sean Kraft in studio on this Christmas Eve, 2021. And I'm still trying to... This is killing me.
Gary Taggart wasn't here this morning.
Oh, yes. Your brother.
You know?
Well... Terry, I don't know where he... Well, we'll see him later on tonight.
Yeah.
We'll have a good time with Terry. Yeah. Santa Claus stopping by my house later on. It's going to be a big night tonight. Are you excited?
Oh, yes.
It's going to be just off the charts fun. I'm sure of that. Is it All Holy Night?
What, the song?
Yeah, maybe that's it. Is it All Holy Night?
Oh, something about Born...
Let me... I think that might be it. Go ahead, caller.
I'm a miracle on a pear tree.
What? Santa Claus in a pear tree?
No, I say I'm a miracle on...
Oh, miracle on 34th Street. No, that's a good guess, Bob. Thank you. Yeah. I'm having all kinds of problems with my earpiece today. Gonna have a better earpiece next Christmas. All right, 740-383-9944. Boy, listening to the replay, this will be something later on.
Yeah.
I think it might be All Holy Night. I'm going to have to get the lyrics here.
Yeah, I think, because there's a song in there, something about Born.
Well, it's right in the beginning that the lyrics don't sound exactly as they should. I don't know how I forget this every single year. But it would seem to... There's a word in there that just does not jive, in my opinion.
Huh.
The stars are brightly shining. Fall on your knees. Glorious morn. I don't know. Maybe that's not it. It's something like... Oh, man. Well, I'll never think of it.
Is it a popular song?
Yes, it's one that you hear all the time at Christmas. But it starts out, the lyrics are not exactly what you think they should be.
Huh. Interesting. So they play it on the radio?
Oh, yeah. It's a popular song. But the start of it is something like, is something, and it doesn't sound exactly right. I don't know. 740-383-9944. What's the highest grossing Christmas movie of all time? The Christmas movie that's made the most money. Sean Kraft, Carolyn Heimlich in studio here today having a good time on this Christmas Eve 2021. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, would that be Tis? Like Tis the Night Before?
Well, it's not, I don't know if it's Tis the Night. It's something about... You know,
it goes like, "Tis the night, my favorite."
Yeah, something like that. But there's a line in there in this song where it's, I think they say is when they should say another word. And it sounds funny, but everybody sings it with is instead of what it's supposed to be.
No, see, I sing it with tis, like tis, T-I-S.
Oh, tis, tis the seas. Well, it could be. Boy, I'll tell you, maybe during the break I'll try to track that song down and... it's one of the religious ones. It's one like that.
Okay.
Like All Holy Night, or it's not the First Noel, it's not Silent Night, but it's one kind of like that.
Well, I'm trying to go on the Bourne part and trying to figure the song with the Bourne in it.
Yeah. Well, hopefully it pops up, because my brain will be fried if I don't figure this out. Thanks,
okay,
Ralph.
Yeah.
Bye. Bye-bye. All right. The highest grossing Christmas movie of all time. Does anybody know what that is? The highest grossing Christmas movie of all time. Maybe if I search religious themed Christmas songs, maybe this will come up.
I cannot think of it.
Well, like I said, I know I just heard this the other night. So let's see if anything pops up here. Nobody knows the highest grossing Christmas movie of all time. Isn't that interesting? That must be a toughie for people.
Toughie.
All right, maybe this person knows. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, Scott, did somebody say Home Alone? That's certainly a high grossing movie if you consider it a Christmas movie, which it basically was.
No, it was Home Alone. Home Alone is the highest grossing movie
kind
of all
like
time.
An obvious guess, but you know, that's a lame answer nonetheless.
Now, do you know Home Alone?
Yeah, it was a good movie. It was good acting. I'm glad that the male protagonist, Macaulay Culkin, has turned his life around. I mean, talented actor. I mean, one of your most talented child actors, for sure. And Joe Pesci, well, I think that's his name, right? I confuse him with Joe Piscopo sometimes.
And you know, Buzz just got in trouble for domestic violence.
Sorry, Sean?
You know the brother Buzz? You remember Buzz in the movie?
Yeah, probably, if I can scratch my
brain. Yeah, it's his brother. He just got arrested.
Okay, it's kind of like the Thomases. They're an acting family, you know, with Scott and his telephone friend, Marlo.
Yeah,
Marlo. Did you want to play Name That Tune with me? Even the religious song, I know most of them. If you could, but I need more than one word. I need a couple lines.
He says, Lord, it is.
It's like a joy to the world. The Lord is come.
Is come. That's interesting, Scott. I can explain that.
Oh, no, if anybody can, Adam, I'm sure you can. Go ahead, windpipe. You got it.
Yeah. You know how I took German? And because a lot of these songs were of German origin. And, you know, we're a Germanic language with German influences. English is a hodgepodge of other languages and a few of our own words. So, ist gekommen would be the German word for has come. So, it actually is come because it takes... is instead of has in German. That's where I'm thinking that came from. The way that you make a different tense of a verb, because it's a little different in German. So, but you can of course change it to has come.
That's it. Joy to the world, the Lord is come.
I think about Jeremiah was a bullfrog, a Three Dog Night Joy to the World song. Of course, that's different.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog. That's not a Christmas song, is it?
It's not, but it's the same title, Joy to the World. And you know, Shambhala by Three Dog Night, one of my favorite songs, one of my favorite karaoke songs. But Joy to the World.
Sing a little Joy to the World.
Which one? The Three Dog Night rock song or the Christmas song?
The Christmas song.
Maybe a hodgepodge of both. How about I do a little bit of both?
Do you know it's Christmas Eve, Adam?
Yeah, of course it's Christmas Eve.
All right. Give me a little Joy to the World, Christmas Eve.
I'm gonna do a hodgepodge of both.
All right.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. He was a good friend of mine. Never understood a single word he said, but I helped him drink his wine. There you go, a hodgepodge of both songs.
Well, if that doesn't put you in the Christmas spirit, nothing will.
Oh, I don't know what possibly would, Scott, other than taking that Mariah Carey record and pretending it's a...
Sing a little Mariah Carey, Adam. We know you love it.
Well, maybe I should sing that duet she did with, well, I guess it's kind of a trio with Boys to Men.
I want to hear, you know, her Christmas song that she's making millions of.
All I want for Christmas is to burn this record and to toss it from South Prospect Street to Findlay, Ohio.
I don't think that rhymes, Adam.
I'm sure I could do.
Doesn't rhyme.
Well, I mean, I'd like to do that, though. Because, you know, if you toss a 45 right, it's gonna fly like a frisbee for quite a long period of time.
Yeah, but yours will go left, so it'll end up pretty close to
sure
us.
I'm sure it'll probably end up, by Menards.
You got a left hook.
Knowing the way that I toss those things, I wouldn't doubt that one bit.
I've always known you were a little to the left.
Yeah, well, kind of hard to tell with me.
Now, what's your feeling on fruitcakes, Adam? I heard you...
I like fruitcake. I've always enjoyed eating them.
I've always said, if anybody knows fruitcakes, it's Adam.
Well, you know, perhaps, but I like fruitcake. I'm not sure of the issue. They're very controversial. You love them, or they're a bit like Donald Trump. You love them or you hate them. Or you hate to love them or you love to hate them.
Well, you're our new fruitcake aficionado here at the station.
Fruitcake is the Donald Trump of desserts.
Well, okay. I don't know, but we'll go with that. Thank you, Adam. Okay.
Have a good day, guys.
Bye-bye.
And happy Festivus, Christmas, Kwanzaa, whatever you celebrate.
Thanks. Wonderful. Merry, 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 merry. All right. Home Alone was the highest grossing Christmas movie of all time. Do you want to sing a little Jeremiah Was a Bullfrog? You're on Christmas Eve? All right. Here we go. Whose eyes were all aglow in the Christmas song? Does anybody know that? That's my favorite song. Does anybody know?
What's the other Christmas song you always make us sing?
No, that's it.
Oh, it is?
Yep.
Oh, see, I don't know that song.
Whose eyes were all aglow in the Christmas song? What was the real name of the character Tim Allen plays in the Santa Claus? See, there's another movie that...
Oh, I love that. That's a good movie.
Yeah, but I don't think... that's right there with Elf and...
Well, I think Tim Allen played a good movie.
Nightmare Before Christmas.
He played good in that movie.
Yeah, but I can't imagine anybody would know this.
No?
What is the real name of the character Tim Allen plays in the Santa Claus, and whose eyes are all aglow in the Christmas song? 740-383-9944. We're taking entries here. We've got a Claxton fruitcake. Go ahead, caller.
Only Adam could tie in together Donald Trump, Three Dog Night, Mariah Carey, and... religious Christmas songs.
You know, later on I'm going to replay this portion of the program to see if I can understand what was actually said there.
I mean, my brain is sweating.
Yeah. Well, I guess, you know, I did not know Adam was such a fan of the fruitcakes.
I did not either, but it's good to welcome him into the fruitcake-loving crowd.
Now, how's the shopping out there?
The crowds are heavier than usual for Christmas Eve, but it's nowhere near a frantic or panic state.
Well, that's good. Now, are the shelves empty like in the food department?
I'm actually surprised. In the food department, the shelves are really stocked well, and they actually have people on the floor. Both Kroger and Walmart and Meijer have people on the floor continually stocking. And they're in good shape. Very good shape.
That's a very interesting Christmas Eve report. Well, hey, thank you, Pastor.
Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
He's out there doing his Christmas shopping. Can you imagine waiting till Christmas Eve to do your Christmas shopping?
And he has to wrap it all later.
And he's going to wrap it all later on. What a way to do it. All right. Yeah, that's right. Carolyn Heimlich in studio this morning doing Christmas music for us. We certainly do appreciate that for about another 15 minutes. Sean Kraft here in the studio. I believe we have Pastor Whitaker coming up next hour, and then a whole nother hour at 12 o'clock, so don't go anywhere. We're not leaving you until 1 o'clock this afternoon. I told you nobody'd know this. What is the real name of Tim Allen's character, his character in the Santa Claus? Whose eyes are all aglow in the Christmas song? Does anybody know that? How many gifts in total... Oh, this is good. How many gifts in total were given in the 12 Days of Christmas song? Does anybody know that? Go ahead, caller. Are you there, caller?
Children's eyes are all aglow.
Let's see here.
Children's eyes are all aglow.
No, not the children's eyes. You're close, though, Bob. Yep, not the children's eyes, but that is close. Whose eyes were all aglow in the Christmas song? whose eyes were all...
I don't believe that's what he asked.
What was his question? My earpiece could be malfunctioning today, so you never know. What was the question?
I'm not sure what he was trying to answer, but I think he was right.
Well, we'll have to see about that as
I couldn't.
Time goes on. Now, I like this one. How many gifts in total were given in the 12 days of Christmas song? How many gifts in total were given in the 12 days of Christmas song? 740-383-9944. So it's Christmas trivia here on this Christmas Eve 2021, December 24th. It's rolled around again. Christmas time here on planet Earth.
Planet Earth.
It's very interesting. What do you want for Christmas this year?
You know, probably, a banjo's autograph.
A banjo.
Yeah.
Well, now, see, overall, I think, hopefully this year, people will just be able to celebrate and have merriment, and I think that'll be nice.
Yeah.
And we'll see what happens as Christmas rolls on the 2021 edition of Christmas. Big party tonight.
What do you want for Christmas?
I don't know. You know, I can't... I mean, there are things that I've said that I would like, but as far overall, I just want this day to come off okay. Because I think once it's all passed, then you can kind of breathe a sigh of relief and go, okay, that was fun. Now we can...
Talk about it.
Move on to other things. All right, whose eyes were all aglow in the Christmas song? We don't know that one yet. How many gifts in total were given in the 12 days of Christmas? 740-383-9944. We've got a Claxton fruitcake to be given away here today. We've got Columbus Zoo tickets. We were going to do a drawing every hour, but I think this is better to do a whole drawing with everybody in it, and we'll do the drawing sometime in the 12 o'clock hour here on WWGH Radio.
You know, I thought it was interesting. I did not know the Christmas trees were originally in Germany.
Yeah, that started in Germany.
I learned something new. That's pretty cool.
The pine trees started in Germany for whatever reason. I don't know what the reason was, but...
Yeah.
Do you think people go out of their way on Christmas like they used to now?
Absolutely not.
People used to go out of their way to see people and be around people and just, you know, call somebody who they hadn't seen for a long time and say Merry Christmas.
Yeah, I mean, even though I don't like Christmas cards, but I know a lot of people didn't get too many Christmas cards this year.
Well, I just think today you should, somebody who you don't like, you should just call them, even if they don't call you back. Just leave them a message or a text or whatever we do now and say Merry Christmas. Hope you're having a nice Christmas. And don't expect anything back. That's the whole point of Christmas.
Well, if they blocked you, you won't be able to.
Well, I wouldn't say it to an enemy. I'm not saying go find your enemy. I'm just saying somebody maybe you haven't talked to in a while who you still like, but you don't. You know, no, not an enemy.
It's not in your inner circle.
Yeah, no. Don't call an enemy. Go ahead, caller.
76 items.
Not 76, but that's a good guess.
Okay.
Thanks, Ernie.
Yep.
Ernie coming in with 76. Not 76, but that is a good guess. How many gifts in total were given in the 12 Days of Christmas song? Whose eyes were all aglow? No, the 12 Days of Christmas. Whose eyes were all aglow in the Christmas song? That's the two questions. 740-383-9944. And now that I've got everybody sufficiently confused, we'll see what happens. Go ahead, caller.
78.
Not 78. Good guess, though.
You know, really, you gotta sing the song and then add up all the...
Yeah, it's interesting. How many gifts in total were given in the 12 Days of Christmas song? Go ahead, caller.
78.
Not 78.
Mm-hmm.
Not 78, but a good guess, nonetheless. It's interesting.
Yeah,
I've never thought about this.
Yeah. Like, if you sing the song and you add it, each lyric, you have to,
it's not really a hard song to sing, but yet it is, because you have to know
the numbers,
every... And people confuse them.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, it's what is it now? Two turtle doves. Yeah.
Yeah.
But other than that, I'm out to lunch. Go ahead, caller.
Is it 88?
Not 88, but that's a good guess.
Yeah.
Not 88.
Tuffy one.
How many gifts in total were given in the 12 Days of Christmas song? Whose eyes were... No, in the 12 days of Christmas. I did that again because I'm thinking about the Christmas song. Whose eyes were all aglow in the Christmas song? 740-383-9944.
So basically you're asking what the name of the song is.
No, no, no. It's a line of the song.
Oh, that's
a... Yeah. Whose eyes were all aglow in the Christmas song? And how many gifts in total were given in the 12 days of Christmas song? 740-383-9944. I see people with papers and pens and pencils out everywhere trying to figure out how many gifts were given in the 12 days of Christmas. I think that's what's going on. Go ahead, caller.
I was thinking when Adam was talking to you and you work with Glenn, you work with a lot of fruitcake. You should have a better appreciation of fruitcakes.
Well, like I said, if anybody knows about fruitcakes, it's Adam. And, yeah, well, and I don't know if Glenn knows about fruitcakes. Glenn knows about having a few cocktails.
Well, see, he follows my family tradition of putting alcohol on top of it.
Well, I don't know if Glenn put alcohol on top of it. Glenn just, anything anybody dumps in Glenn's cup, he'll drink.
He's asked to be careful of those bottles on the side of the road, then.
He certainly does. He certainly does. Thanks for calling.
Okay. Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye. Merry Christmas. Do you remember when we had Santa Claus here on the station at one point, and he said, ho, 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 what do you want?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a Christmas memory that goes back sometime. How many gifts were given in total in the 12 Days of Christmas song, and whose eyes were all aglow? I did it again. Did I? No, I said 12 Days of Christmas. Oh, my. I got it right one time. Whose eyes were all aglow in the Christmas song? 740-383-9944. Sean Kraft in studio with us here, and Carolyn Heimlich on the piano here this morning on this Christmas Eve 2021. WWGH Radio, the place for Christmas, where the G stands for good golly, it's Christmas morning. Christmas Eve morning.
Christmas Eve.
You know, I wonder why other holidays don't have eves. Christmas does.
Probably because,
I mean, we say Thanksgiving Eve, but nobody really celebrates that.
Yeah, probably because I don't know how...
New Year's Eve. We have New Year's Eve.
Yeah, we have New Year's Eve. Probably because Christmas Eve is more popular.
Well, I don't know. I think it's because people like... This is a big holiday to celebrate, and I think you can't always get together with everybody on Christmas Day, so sometimes you got to do the Eve.
Yeah. Or some people do it way ahead of time. I was at the... When I lost my keys at the tower, and thank God for the fire department, Marion, got my keys out of the elevator.
Dropped your keys down the elevator shaft.
Oh, you know, I got to do a shout-out to them again. They were wonderful. They were like, right on top of it.
Johnny on the spot.
Johnny on the spot. I can't remember the guy's name. I want to thank him for... He was a chief. What's his name?
You know, I don't remember. I just saw him, though, in the grocery store the other... Okay. I saw him twice, as a matter of fact, this week, out getting gifts for all those people.
I just want to thank him again personally. That, you know, he took time out and did that for me.
Absolutely, as Christmas should be. 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. Does anybody know the answers to these questions? How many gifts in total were given in the 12 Days of Christmas song, and whose eyes were all aglow in the Christmas song? That makes me sad that people don't know that, because that's my favorite song.
Oh, it is. You sing it. You make everybody sing it.
Yeah, we'll be singing it tonight. Their eyes all aglow. We'll find it hard to sleep tonight. You know, but nobody knows whose eyes were all aglow.
Mine.
It's a tough one here. Maybe I'll throw another question and be fair here. This is tough. Which fairy tale was the first gingerbread house inspired by? Now, see, that's a tough one, too.
Yeah.
Which fairy tale was the first gingerbread house inspired by? Now, it's a fairy tale. Think about that. 740-383-9944. And I'll throw one more in because it's an Ohio tie. In the movie A Christmas Story, what was the name of the neighbors whose dog ate the Christmas turkey? How about that? Go ahead, caller.
It's the children's eyes were aglow.
Not the children's, no.
Really? I thought it was the children's.
No, no, no. It's, you know, isn't that interesting that we can sing this? Bob thought the same thing, but it's not children's.
Okay.
Okay. No, all you got to do is sing the song. It's a very specific lyric. But children, not...
Yeah, and you know that song very well.
Well, this is a word you probably would not use in regular language, but it is here. In the Christmas song, whose eyes were all aglow, how many gifts were given in the 12 days of Christmas? A lot of questions out here right now. Go ahead, caller.
Was it Hansel and Gretel with the gingerbread house?
Hansel and Gretel, absolutely. Which fairy tale was the first gingerbread house inspired by? Yep. It was Hansel and Gretel. We'll get Marianne
right.
in. Thank you.
Yeah,
bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Hansel and Gretel, absolutely. In the movie A Christmas Story, again, the house is up in Cleveland, what was the name of the neighbors who ate the dog? No, they didn't eat the dog, did they? Well, I think this question... I see. I think I'm getting residual electrocution from that that guy who got electrocuted earlier on. Go ahead, caller.
My eyes all aglow.
Not my eyes. Good guess, though.
Okay.
Not my eyes. Whose eyes were all aglow in the Christmas song? How many gifts in total were given in the 12 days of Christmas? In the movie A Christmas Story, what was the name of the neighbors whose dog ate the Christmas turkey?
And then they had to go out to the restaurant.
You know, if you're just tuning in, I believe it was in hour number two. We had somebody electrocuted who called in on the telephone. And that'll be a Christmas memory for years to come here at the station.
I hope he's okay. Whatever happened.
Well, I never heard it from him.
All I heard was, oh, I have static. I can't hear you.
I assume he's in the ER at this point.
Oh, gosh.
Being treated, you know, getting electrocuted in the ear like that would not be good. Very, very rough here at the Christmas season. All right. Carolyn Heimlich playing for us in the studio, Sean Kraft in the studio as well, and we've got more programmings come up here on WWGH Radio through 1 o'clock this afternoon. All right, maybe this is a correct answer. Coming our way, let's see. Go ahead, caller.
The gift question, is that 364 gifts?
364 gifts. Isn't that something? Now, did you Google that one?
No, I don't have a computer. I have a fire stick, and it's not very good at doing stuff.
So how'd you come up with that? Everybody was way off on that one.
Well, I did it on the fire stick. I don't get cable. I have a fire stick where I get my TV and stuff, and I have little boxes and stuff. And it's nothing like a computer. I just keyed that 12 days of Christmas, how many, and it adds up to 78, but then they do something, and the whole total is 364. They maybe multiply the 78 by, no, that couldn't be right because that wouldn't be right. But somehow the total they get 78, 12, 78, then they do something, and then they get that 364. I'll have to figure that one out. It just says total there, 364.
Absolutely. Well, hey, thank you, Judy.
Goodbye.
All right. Judy Summers gets in again. We thank Carolyn Heimlich for coming in this morning and playing Christmas music. Thank you, Carolyn. We appreciate it. And Sean Kraft is with us here, and Pastor Whitaker will be joining us momentarily here on the Pastor Spot. Stay tuned. Thank you. WWGH Radio.
I sprang from the bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window, I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters, and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the luster of midday to objects below. When what